Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this, the October 9th, 2024 edition of the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman. I'm here with my beloved wife, partner, and everything to me, Andy Goldman. Hi, Andy.
Well, Jonathan, hello. I am so delighted to be here co-hosting.
And we have a fabulous show today, a great guest, Geraldine Glass, who has been really a close person in our lives in the last close to decade, and
yeah.
Why don't you tell us about her?
Well, I would love to share with our audience Geraldine's bio. Geraldine Glass is an internationally acclaimed singer, musician, and leader in the field of sound healing who has been sharing the gift of music, medicine, with the world for decades. She began her career on Broadway and has sung on opera and concert stages around the globe. Geraldine offers a unique alchemical blend of music, meditation, and high vibrational sound, merging quantum science, bioenergetics, and crystalline singing bowls. She created the Sacred Science of Sound educational platform and the Crystal Cadence Sound Healing Studio. Geraldine Glass is the author of Sacred Vibrations, The Transformative Power of Crystalline Sound and Music. She also is the author of The Crystal Sound Healing Oracle, both published by Hay House. She has worked with the Cancer Support Community, Providence Trinity Care Hospice, Veterans Organizations, and Maria Shriver's Women and Alzheimer's Movement. She has been among the experts in the Shift Network Sound Healing Summit since 2019 and serves as a multifaceted entertainer, producer, creativity coach, and author. And it is our great, great joy, Geraldine, to welcome you to the Healing Sound Show today. We are so excited to share your background and all that you're doing with our Healing Sounds audience. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to you, Jonathan, for that first very important question.
Well, big welcome again from myself and Andy. And, Geraldine, well, first I've got to say that you're calling from New York because you are on the tail end of a book tour for your fabulous new book, Sacred Vibrations. How are you doing?
I have a huge smile on my face. You could see it. I'm so grateful to be here with both of you. You have been a really incredible influence in my life and the development of where I went on this path with really sound and music as a healing modality and as a medicine.
Well, we would love you to share your path for the next, some odd minutes, maybe until our commercial in about 20 minutes, just telling us about yourself and about your life. Just get going, girl, and, we'll chime in. But you have a lot of your book is about your journey. So perhaps you could illuminate our listeners with your life story.
Sure. I think music has always been something that has guided my life from the time I was a little girl, and then I started to sing, and then when I was 11, I sang a solo in the sixth grade choir, and everyone said to my parents, what are you going to do? She's talented.
at that time, there was no America's Got Talent or The Voice or anything like that. And they took me to a neighbor who happened to be an incredible voice teacher. She was married to Paul Smith, who was a famous jazz pianist, worked with Ella Fitzgerald and Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra. And so I started my education with her, and she really taught me about we are this human instrument, and there's one of us in all of time. You know, everybody has, I can say it this way now, everybody has their own unique vibrational signature, and our responsibility is to nurture that and cultivate that, whether you are a singer or a musician or wherever you work, that each of us has this unique alchemy. Each of us has this unique thumbprint. And so she brought me up learning to train my voice as an athlete and just finding the joy in expressing myself through music. And I ended up at age 19 being on Broadway. So it's fun to be back in New York again. I was the youngest in the cast of My Fair Lady starring Rex Harrison. And
that's
I played
crazy.
His upstairs maid. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Didn't mean to cut you off, but that is the youngest. Oh, my goodness, in My Fair Lady. All right.
And, Geraldine, that's one of my all-time favorite shows Broadway.
Can I ask, what did you sing?
Poor Professor Higgins. Professor Higgins. And then I brought Eliza Doolittle to bed. There were two of the maids that brought her to bed, and it's off to three now. Don't you agree now? She ought to be in bed. It was tremendous fun. And we traveled across the United States and then came back and played at what was then the Eurus Theater, which is now the Gershwin Theater. And that was my Broadway experience. It was incredible. It was life-changing. And I tell a story in the book. My grandmother, when we were playing out in Los Angeles, we invited Rex to our house for lunch, and he accepted. And my grandmother, who loved Rex Harrison, but we wanted to keep, you know, we wanted to keep it on the lowdown, but she just happened to be off work on that Monday. She passed by our house. She came upstairs, and she saw Rex Harrison sitting there, and she was like, "Oh, my God, that's Rex Harrison? I think I'm going to drop dead." I'll never forget. He stood up and he said, "Oh, please, don't do that." We got such a kick out of, you know, that was a memory that was made in our family for forever of Grandma just coming in. And she was from Brooklyn, and she had a real strong, she was real tiny, but she had a real strong personality. And it was just, it was so cute. That memory was really special.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then from there, I did some other shows, and then eventually I was working with a wonderful pianist and coach. He was also a composer in New York, and he suggested I look at classical music. He said, "Your voice is moving more in a classical direction," and he said, "Broadway is going in a more popular contemporary sound." So I did. I started studying, and then I went to Juilliard and moved into the classical field, and then eventually moved to Europe, where I lived over 20 years, and that was an experience of, I think you guys understand so well, just knowing that music truly is the universal language. So if I had to sing in French or German or Italian or Czech or whatever it was, it didn't matter. People understand the music of the heart. They understand that language of sound.
Absolutely, Geraldine. And I do want to just emphasize here that when you are working with music and sound, it truly does come from your heart. And that's always been our experience working and sharing music with you.
And we recently did a little event with you, and part of it was a movie that you'd shown, and you showed, included something, where you were sort of guest stand-in for a particular stint with a symphony orchestra?
Yeah, that starts chapter one of the book, because I feel like it's really important for people to experience that music can be incredibly grounding. And if we talk about music as building a bridge to the divine or to the cosmos or to universal intelligence, however you want to name it, we also have to be able to ground with music. So in other words, if we create that that bridge and that connection to the heavenly realm, we want to be able to integrate it and embody it. And so the first chapter starts with this concept of grounding. And I share that story of being called one morning, and it was on New Year's Eve, which is a very, especially in Germany, they call it Silvester, and it's a very, very festive celebration, especially with music. And I was called to jump into the Munich Philharmonic. The leading soprano had gotten sick, and they said, you're going to do 5 arias. What can you do, and can you do the Tosca aria? And as a matter of fact, I had studied that aria, but I had never performed it, and it was like, okay, because I had kind of a motto that was jump, and the net will appear. And that's sort of how I live with my career, so always training to be the highest expression of light and love that one could as a human instrument, and then just jumping in and trusting that your heart will give the right message, and that your vocal cords, that I was trained like an athlete, and so I could do it. And that was that experience of standing on that stage and just looking out in the audience that was sold out, 3,000 people, and just going, John, this is it. This is it. So this may never come again in your life, so just be present and express the love that's in music. And that defined the rest of my career. It really grounded in me something that day that changed everything, truly.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, that morning I woke up, and at that time I had singing bowls. I had had my first set of 7 alchemy singing bowls, and I used those to warm up.
Wow.
So I would just, you know, again, at that point I was not into sound healing as you both are. I loved sound and music as a way to relax, but I wasn't exposed to really training of sound healing, but I used them to warm up. So I'd play the 7 bowls, and I'd tone different things and just get myself present and in my body. So when I did that jump in, I definitely had the support of sound that had brought me to a deep state of alignment and harmony.
And Geralyn, we are going to be absolutely talking more about crystal bowls, but I know along your journey, you're beautiful, beautiful son Dylan has played such an important role, and I'm wondering if you'd like to share a little bit of your journey around your beautiful son Dylan.
Oh, sure, and yes. So when he was 7, just turning 8, I brought the bowls home from the United States and brought them to Germany where we were living, and he loved them. He would say, Mommy, Mommy, bring me to bed with my sound blanket. Put that little bowl in my tummy. I love the tummy tickles. So we were really into playing them together, and we would do our prayers and meditation when he was little. So, and then he had an experience with the bowls when he was 13. I had created a children's foundation, Kids for Kids World Foundation, in Germany, and many of the students in the productions that we did, which we raised money for a music therapy program in Germany, participated in this contest called Jugendmusiziert. And in the year that Dylan entered it, it was in the area of musical theater. So he had to have 5 songs and a choreography and a monologue. And he made it to the semifinals, and right before, a week before the semifinals, he goes, Mom, my voice. And his voice had started to shift. And, you know, at that point in time, I was a professor, and I had never let a boy through their voice change. So I spoke with colleagues, and they said, no, you know, if he can keep his voice open, he can sing through it. Just be real gentle and careful. So we used the singing bowls. And Dylan picked a little citrine bowl that, again, I didn't associate any of this then, but it was a G note of the throat chakra. And citrine is about your personal power and confidence and courage and self-esteem. So we worked especially with that bowl. It kept his voice open. One of his songs was, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, by Duke Ellington. And we lowered his keys, and he stood up on the stage and he said, Hi, my name is Dylan, and since 1 week, I'm no longer a soprano. And everybody roared, and I watched my son just be in complete confidence at a time that could have been so vulnerable. So fast forward, he knew the bowls really well. Fast forward, 9 years ago, he passed away. And on the night that he died, I mean, you can imagine as a parent, you're just in complete shock. And I was trying to process, my son has crossed. he's not here anymore in his physical form. And I walked down to the ocean near where I live in Southern California and looked up at the sky, and there was this huge shooting star that seemed to begin over the area where I grew up, cross the Los Angeles Basin and land in the mountains behind L.A., and then I heard his voice. Mom, it's like we always talked about. I'm home. I'm with God. And I just went, wait, what? Whoa. Because, you know, did I just hear my son communicate? And it came to me through my right ear. Did I just hear my son communicate? And he was big. He was 230 pounds and 6'3", and he had a loud voice. And but there it was, Jonathan, Andy. And that's, you know, as you know, that was the beginning of this relationship that has really guided me into using sound and music to help first myself through grief, you know, because as you both know, there's no pill for that. There's nothing you can take that can help you go through grief. It's each person goes through it in their own unique way, and there's no one size fits all to any of this, right? And so I used music to help me, and then began sharing the music and the sounds of the crystal singing bowls with cancer patients and hospice patients, veterans, children, people with Parkinson's, like, and just seeing that music truly, truly is this balm and this medicine that can help us through things in our lives that nothing else can.
Oh, beautiful, Geraldine, because grief is so unique to each individual, and music being the universal language, what a blessing that you were guided to utilize crystal bowls and music for this healing journey.
Right, and your book, once again, in continuation of your journey into sound, through sound and with sound, really has, if you like, worked harmonically with your son Dylan as being a sort of an almost oversoul voice of the whole process. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, in the film that you refer to, so on the book, in the book on page 233, there's a QR code, and I really encourage people to watch. There's a 20-minute film where you can see all the signs of the communication. You can see a little bit of that jump in Munich. But the things that he's sent me and how he's communicated with me through sound vibration and energy and light have been, for me, miraculous. But it's more the fact that this is available to all of us. And what I recognized during the grief process, and Andy, you know this well from your work with people, that when you sink deep, deep into the grief, I couldn't find Dylan. So when I would lose myself, I'm saying more like as a victim, or more like for me, and why my beautiful son. Like when I got lost in that heaviness of grief and not being able to come out of it, I couldn't connect with him. But when I would allow grief to resonate within me as a energy, as, okay, this is a grounding energy, it's intense, but I'm giving myself space to feel it, then I could find him. And that created the bridge of the grief grounding me, at the same time opening me to the light that was possible, to the communication that was possible, to this bridge that sound can help us create. So that's been just an incredible journey of, wow, how do I go through grief? And again, it's so personal for each of us. Like if someone had told me, you got to do it this way, I would have said, no, because you're so vulnerable. You know, whatever it is that we're feeling, whether it's anxiety or depression or physical illness or physical pain, like each person, and sound can help us be that medicine that's very unique to helping us finding what feels good to you. You know, is it, for me, it was the crystalline sounds. It was also certain pieces of music that I absolutely love, like the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven. So it's finding what you love and what feels good to you that becomes your guiding light and your medicine.
Beautiful. We are talking with Geraldine Glass, who has a brilliant new book out called Sacred Vibrations. We'll talk about your work, because you are all over the sound universe at this point with all sorts of different things. But We're right now going to commercial. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
And this is the Healing Sound Show. We will be back in just a very short time with Jaron Glass for a deep dive into sacred vibrations.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
October 9th, 2024, the Healing Sound Show. You're with Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
And a very special guest.
We are here with Jaron Glass, and we are going to be talking about her brand new book, The Sacred Vibrations, The Transformative Power of Crystalline Sound and Music. Jaron, what is crystalline sound?
Well, there were big quartz crucibles, these heavy frosted white bowls that came about more so in the 80s, and they were used in Silicon Valley to fire computer chips. And people then discovered, many of them got broken, but people discovered that they could also be like an instrument. And I know that I played for many years the Himalayan singing bowls. And before performances, I'd put one on my belly, and I'd play that bowl and hum with it and tone with it and then prepare myself for performances. But when these crystal bowls, and then that was in the 80s in Silicon Valley, and then in the year 2000, there were alchemy bowls created, and pure quartz that got infused with precious gemstones, minerals, gold or silver, and earth substances such as frankincense or charcoal. And as we know quartz to be an amplifier and a receiver and a transmitter, these alchemies that were infused and fired at high temperatures also get amplified with the sounds of the quartz. So they're pretty beautiful, and I remember when I first heard them, I was traveling with my mom in the U.S., and I just fell in love with the sound. It was so pristine and so pure and kind of a sound that just evoked in me a long-lost memory of sound that I knew somehow. It was one of the most beautiful sounds I'd ever heard, you know, different than all the wonderful instruments that I'd heard, because it was quartz. And there was something just, you know, quartz mixed with gemstones and these substances. So it was something very, very profound. And So I bought myself a set of seven, and I brought them back to Germany. And as I said earlier, my son loved them. I play them with my singing students and watched how I'm thinking of one particular student who she had a blockage in her voice, so talking about the vocal technique for a moment, coming up through what we call the passaggio. For most sopranos and mezzo-sopranos, as you come to the C5, there's like a little passageway, and she wasn't able to get through that area of her voice. So I asked her to take one of the bowls and to tone with it, to entrain her voice with it, and lo and behold, her voice opened, and the blockage dissipated. And then she shared with me that she had a memory, moving with the sound and working with the bowl, she had a memory of trauma in her childhood. And, Andy, I'm not trained like you, but we talked through that a little bit, and then we sang some more. The whole blockage dissipated. So that was one of my first experiences of, wow, these instruments are doing something unusual. And she ended up, the contest I shared about, the one that Dylan participated in, she also participated in that, and she ended up taking the overall second prize in her division at age 16. So it was really cool to see that working with crystal bowls and working with her voice helped to relieve a blockage that was deeply buried in her subconscious. And it's not something that you have to talk about. So it's the same like with my grief journey. I was going to talk therapy, but there are certain things on that deep emotional level that it's very hard, to put into words. But sound can help us go into those deeply buried places where stuck energies are and help to entrain with them and help them to be expressed and released. That's what I think some of the magic really is about sound, and sound as a healing modality. We don't have to consciously know something. We can experience a release and a letting go and a freedom.
So, Geraldine, for those who don't know, how would you describe a crystal bowl? I'm almost tempted to go over and get one of the ones in our recording studio here just so people could hear it, but just even to describe what they are for people who don't know.
So how should I say that? It's like a crucible made of quartz. So, they can be anywhere from 6 inches in size to 18 inches in size. So they can be small. They can be very large. And then there are different colors depending on what alchemy is in them. So like a frankincense bowl would be more yellowish in color. A rose quartz is a more pinkish color. Emerald, of course, is green. So they're beautiful to look at. They're like pieces of art.
Yeah, let me just jump in and say, for people who've seen a bowl, just imagine a bowl, almost like a salad bowl, that is kind of glass, and then it's colored, and then you can either strike it, and it'll resonate a sound, or you can rub it around the edge, and it'll also make a much more singing, elongated sound, for those who don't know. And the sound, as you were saying, is magical.
And very healing. Geraldine, what a phenomenal story you just shared with opening up your friend or student's throat chakra in that capacity. That is pretty powerful medicine.
So what was interesting is that the bowl itself is the note of the D. Okay, so the bowl itself was a D note. The alchemy of that bowl was ocean indium, so it was very much about flow. It was blue in color, so of course that was working on her throat chakra. But the sacral chakra was where the trauma was stored. It was in her lower abdomen. Again, with sound, as you both know so well, it's never going to be one to one. We can teach people about the chakra system, teach people about the corresponding notes, but again, everybody feels things differently. And I'll always say, like, when I started processing the grief, the actual pain that I felt was in my lower abdomen. It wasn't in my heart. And yet the first bowl that I used to really process my grief was the G-sharp note, which is located at the back of the throat chakra, right at the back of the throat, the back of the neck. And we call that the zeal point chakra. So it's important for people to understand that, again, there's not one prescription that I can say, okay, you're feeling grief, I'm going to give you this alchemy and this note, and that's going to do it for sure. It's a journey, and it helps us to really land in the truth of who we are and what's authentic to us. which I think is what can be so empowering for people.
And I'd like to just suggest that, particularly with the bowls, because crystals have the ability unto themselves, just quartz crystals, have the ability to seemingly amplify our energy and our consciousness. And the quartz crystal bowls, in particular, seem to be wonderful conduits of manifesting our thoughts, our beliefs, our consciousness, so that with your love and your light that you generate through the sound, it's an unbeatable combination.
Yeah.
Well, it is sound, and the sound goes where it needs to go. The real beauty of when you're working with sound, as you do, Geralyn, the sound will find the right place for healing.
Yes, and we're going to be going to a commercial break in about a minute or so. But, Geralyn, well, you've got a number of different websites, and we're going to be giving them all out. But what is your, if people wanted to go to find out more about Geralyn Glass and music and all that stuff, what would you recommend?
CrystalCadence.com. That has everything,
right.
Our music, our app called Source, my training schedule. CrystalCadence.com is the main landing page.
I'm going to spell it out. Crystal, the word crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Cadence, C-A-D-E-N-C-E. One word, CrystalCadence.com, and you can find a plethora. I just told a lot of stuff. Because Geralyn is beginning to rule the sound healing field with her books, her sounds, and all this stuff, and well-deserved it is indeed. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. We've known each other so very, very long, and it's wondrous that you have manifested in your life and your love through sound. So thank you so very much for being here. And I guess we're going to go to commercial, Andy.
We will be right back. Please stay with us. We have so much more to share with Geralyn Glass. Stay with us.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret, now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Yes, we're back. back with me, Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
And Geraldine Glass, who's got a brilliant new book, Sacred Vibrations. And Geraldine, you're doing so many different things and don't know where to begin. Okay, you've got, among other things, an online series called The Sacred Science of Sound. And you also have an incredible training, the Sacred Science of Sound Crystal Alchemy Training, with over 120 hours of instruction. Wow, and we've been gifted to, if you like, help, assist, and come in as guest teachers. Would you tell us about that? Because, you know, I was just mentioning offline that there are thousands. We're talking about 30, 40,000 maybe, and that's what we know about 50, maybe 100,000 people who are working with crystal balls throughout the planet, and a lot of them are looking for training and stuff, and you've got just one of the best. Talk to us about it.
You know, in 2017, my son, you know, and he communicates with me very, very regularly, was just like, Mom, we're going to make an online series. It's called The Sacred Science of Sound. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second, Phil. I'm like, you brought me into this field of sound healing. Okay, and now you're telling me I'm going to be in an online interview? I don't think so, son. You know, and it was insistent. I mean, he gives me these messages, same thing he did with the card deck we made with Hay House, first of its kind crystal sound healing oracle that has QR codes on it so you can hear the sounds of your cards. And it was like, Mom, wow, we're going to do a card deck. So my big angel is also sometimes my big boss. So he's inspired me to do many different things. And the Sacred Science of Sound started as a platform for education where he was like, Mom, we need to bring people together through sound. So we need to bring scientists together. We need to bring musicians together. We need to bring doctors together and have more and more conversations about what is this? You know, and as you know, Jonathan, so well, and Jonathan and Andy contribute beautiful words and ideas into the book Sacred Vibrations, for which I'm very grateful. But you know it so well that every single culture since the beginning of time has used sound and music to guide and help to heal people. So that's how the Sacred Science of Sound started, and then there's a training program that there's over 120 hours. I feel very strongly in terms of why I created Crystal Cadence. So a cadence is a structure in music, and I just felt it was very important that people understand that there is definitely a theory of music and there's a structure of music inherent in when I'm working with the crystal bowls. And I've discovered, for example, if I really use the perfect fifth interval, which dates back to the time of Pythagoras and then actually even before, if I use a certain structure, that will help to create a safe container for people. Once again, you want to create safety so that people can drop in and breathe and feel and process what's going on within them, but from a place of empowerment of their self, of themselves, right? So the Sacred Science of Sound became that platform of online programs and then of education, and we have level 1, 2, 3 and retreats, a deeper, even going deeper retreat. And then we created, also from Dylan inspired, Mom, we got to do an app. And again, it was the idea that, like with the card deck and like with the app, that he was saying humanity needs the ability to have these bowls in their pocket, you know, in their back pocket. So how do we make this conversation about science, spirituality, sound vibration, and the healing power of music, how do we bring that out to people, you know? And the way that things are rolling right now, with so much importance placed on social media and people losing sight of the truth of who they are, you know, this idea of using sound as something to really ground us, center us, and help us connect to the bigger picture of our lives and to our authenticity is really important, in addition to just the chaos that's in our world right now. And, you know, sound can really be that thing, and music that can really bring us home and help to bring unity. So the card deck, the app, the platform for education, it's all really about bringing together people of all generations, all different backgrounds, in that commonality of music.
Geraldine, how can people find the app?
It's available on the App Store, and you look for Source Be Inspired, and both of you are on the app. It's got Dr. Daniel Levitin, a leading neuroscientist, Victor Wooten, a 5-time Grammy Award-winning bass player, There's sound baths. There's educational talks. John Stuart Reed, who invented the Thymoscope, is on the app. Dr. Sue Mortar, a pioneer in bioenergetics. So there's all kinds of offerings that are you can't find anywhere else. We did a special video with John Stuart Reed. So the Thymoscope is an instrument. He's a British acoustic scientist. It's an instrument that actually makes sound visible. So I know he told me, Jonathan, that there was one bowl that we did a Thymoscope image of that had seven of these antinodes, and seven is a very spiritual number. It was a Lemurian seed crystal bowl, because I was really curious, do the different notes make different shapes? Do the alchemies affect the shape? And then John told me that it's very rare to see the seven antinodes, and another time he saw that was with your voice, Omi.
Yeah.
Which I thought was amazing. So there's a lot that you can learn from the app and then a lot that you can experience. And there's also some body movement so that people can help to ground and integrate and up-level what they are learning. So I'm super excited about it.
What is the name of the app again? Slowly, for those
Source?
Of us who... Source.
Source Be Inspired.
Source Be Inspired?
Inspired, yes.
Beautiful. Okay, great. Just wanted to get that because it's such a good app, and I wanted people to be able to find it on the App Store.
Well, and I love that Dylan said so people can have it right in their back pocket and can have access to the healing sounds of these beautiful crystal bowls and so much more.
And for people who are, because they're so, once again, so very, very popular, and you have these, you know, different trainings. Where can one find out about the trainings?
Thank you for asking. It's also on crystalcadence.com under training. So I offer a four-hour introductory course so that people can just peek into the world of crystal alchemy singing bowls and really say, is this something for me or what is this about? And I'll teach them about the science of sound, a little bit about the structure of music, the history of the bowls, and why the singing bowls have become really one of the leading instruments for transformation in today's world. And then the level one is a 32-hour deep dive program. And me being a singer, so for example, at the university, I created classes of singing for actors and singing for dancers. They need to be able to sing for certain auditions. And so the idea is how do you build the circuitry in your body to be in those kind of situations where you might say, okay, I'm a little bit nervous or I'm not sure that I really know how to sing. So the trainings involve building circuitry. So there's a lot of practical exercises, creative exercises where you actually play and practice. So it's not just a theoretical class. It's a very practical class so that you can go out in the world and be really confident in playing the bowls. And then there's a level two that Andy and Jonathan join in on, which is incredible. Dr. Sue Mortar also presents bioenergetics in that. And then beautiful kirtan singer and musician and songwriter Kevin James from Australia leads us in a two-hour class of chanting and toning. So, again, my whole trainings are about how do I experience and embody sound? And what is my energetic signature? What is my vibrational signature? Because each one of us as practitioners offers something different. And I want to help people to really find what is theirs and how they express that easily and effortlessly.
Well, it is a beautiful thing. And by gosh and by golly, we're going to be going to commercial. We're talking to Geraldine Glass, Dr. Geraldine Glass, as a matter of fact, and... CrystalCadence.com is one of our websites. We'll be back very, very soon. Stay tuned.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners. from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back, Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman, and we are here with Geralyn Glass. And Geralyn, this is our last segment, and I know there's so much more that we do want to talk about. What's happening for your future here coming up?
Near and future.
I think I'm very excited. So just one back step. Living in Germany for so many years, and when I was pregnant with Dylan, I sang a series of the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven. So we know it in the United States as Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Many know it from the fun musical Sister Act. But that piece became the anthem for the European Union when they unified, and also it was played and conducted by Leonard Bernstein when the Berlin Wall fell. So that piece symbolizes unity, and I was very inspired to make a version of it with crystal singing bowls and different colleagues and friends that come from different styles of music. So we created a piece called Joy Reboot, and there's a beautiful film on it of it that you can find on our YouTube channel, Crystal Cadence, by Geralyn Glass. And that was something also that Dylan said to me years ago, Mom, you got to make a channel where there's lots of free meditations for people. Again, he felt really strongly about people being able to experience the crystal bowls wherever they are in the world. So there's about 200 pieces in our library. You can find the beautifully done video to Joy Reboot. And I'm excited to say that it's in Grammy consideration now, and also in the consideration for the Harry Belafonte Best Song for Social Change. So it,
nice.
It feels for me like, again, I sang that when I was pregnant with Dylan, and then after he was born, whenever he would cry, I'd put that music on, he would stop immediately. So that was really a very powerful expression for me of music being able to calm my crying child. And so that Joy Reboot, I think, is something that all of us could use at this moment in time, is how do we bring that joy back into our lives when there's so many things that are of concern to us. And then the second album that we did is called Pentatonic Visions. So I did it with colleague and friend Chris Scholler, who works with a kind of using soundscapes. And so every track on that album is 5 minutes and 55 seconds, and it's based on the power of the pentatonic scale. So each track has notes and combinations of notes that make up a pentatonic scale, which is, you know, something that's been around for many, many, many years. When I lived in Germany, they discovered in 2008 there were these little bird bone flutes, and they realized that many of them are tuned to the pentatonic scale. So it's a very ancient kind of combination of notes. So I'm very proud of that. That's also in Grammy consideration for Best New Age Album. So I think my heart is really wanting to do more and more music that can reach people all around the world. I love also to teach a transformational voice class, and you can find information about that on our website, Crystal Cadence. And sharing the book, just sharing the power of sound. So we're here in New York right now. I'll be traveling back to California and doing a couple of concerts. Wonderful colleagues, Anders and Katina from Denmark and Germany, will be doing a live Christmas concert that we'll hopefully project. And I think for me, one of the biggest things right now is collaboration. You know, how do we collaborate? And what does that kind of collaboration bring when each of the artists and each of the friends is bringing their unique wisdom, and then we come together and we create something so big and so harmonious? We're working on planning a big summit for next year that's going to bring together scientists, musicians, medical doctors, and researchers, and really have more and more of these conversations of the power of music, the power of sound to heal. And Jonathan, Andy, you've been pioneers in that field. I am so grateful for everything that you have done and all the things you have taught me. It's really important in today's world.
Oh, yes. And listen, I want you to definitely remember the 23rd Annual World Sound Healing Day happening on February 14th. I want you to do something for that, my dear.
So do you remember, I write about this in the book. There's a story where, I think it's 2019, I'm playing for World Sound Healing Day, and one of my big bowls, it's an octave three, a low C bowl, that's a Saint Germain Alchemy, it starts screeching. And I was doing a sound healing presentation, sound bath, that was about healing generational patterns. And when I got to the father's side, it started screeching. And, you know, I think to myself, Gerilyn, what are you doing? And it's like, no, the bowl has a message. So, again, the crystal bowls will respond very easily to what's in the room, what's in the space, what, as you say so beautifully, frequency plus intent equals healing, you know. And so that bowl started screeching, and it transformed the room, Jonathan and Andy, you know. And afterwards, people shared some very, very deep experiences about what that cutting sound was doing. It was cutting through patterns that needed to be cut through and then let go of. And what I'm experiencing now in general is the music we're making, or when I'm doing the live sound baths like here in New York, they're going deeper than they've ever gone before. The sound is really touching a commonality that's allowing people to be very deep in expressing their feelings, very authentic, and the sound is reaching us in a way that, for me, in these last years, it's never gone that deep. So very profound. Yeah,
Oh, Gerilyn, and you know, it's almost as though, you know, in our current culture and the world in the state that it's in, you know, there is that longing to go deeper and to really do deep healing. And boy, those crystal bowls are so incredible. But what I love so much is the collaboration that you just mentioned, because there are so many of us out there doing work with sound and bringing people together and collaborating. It just amplifies everything so beautifully.
Totally.
I think this is really, this unity is what, it's what we need. It's what Beethoven, you know, 200 years ago that piece was created, and this collaboration unity is really, really important for us now.
Well, love is the answer, and you're certainly generating that with your... And I just want to, again, sacred vibration, I just happen to open to a, here's a quote, "A session with Gerilyn Glass is magic. I'm thrilled that her wisdom and relationship to sound is now bound into this book." And that's from Gwyneth Paltrow, who a lot of us know of. So you have endorsements from practically the entire scope of the universe in terms of your book, which is really a wondrous book. Go get it. And your music, which is really wondrous. You're doing this great work, and it's a really honor to have helped, shall we say, influence and resonate with you and your work.
And, Geraldine, it has, speaking of joy, it has been a joy having you on our show today. And we just want to thank you for spending your hour here with us today and just sending you and all of our listeners, as we're coming to the close of our program, just so many blessings of love and light.
Bruce, yes, indeed.
You know,
thank you so much.
Thank you. You really make me remember that music is love, and love is the most essential ingredient that we need when we are healing and transforming. We need that vibration of love.
Sometimes I think that love might be the glue that holds the universe together.
Well, as we know, the true sound of healing is love, from the words of Sarah Benson.
We've been talking with Geraldine Glass. Her new book, Sacred Vibrations, get it, folks. It's great. Listen to her music. It's just wondrous. And you can feel her radiance just through her words as we've been talking. So, Geraldine, as always, thanks so very much. And, folks, stay tuned. We'll let you know who's coming up next month.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, that was a wondrous show. I am Jonathan Goldman, and Andy is with me, Goldman, and we are signing off, but inviting you to come next month at November 13th, and we have Bodhi Starwalker talking about the 5 elements of sound healing here on HealthyLife.com. In the meantime, we send lots of blessings of light and love through sound. Keep that in your life for the next month. It's interesting times, folks. We need to resonate with love and light through sound. Bye-bye now.